In life, nothing is black and white.
So together, we will argue the gray.
We've all been there. We just wake up on a Monday morning and you're just staring at your ceiling being like, do I even need an education?
Do I really want to get out of this warm bed just to face the coldness of the day? Yeah, I feel you, Keith, but it's just our responsibility as students to be able to wake up and go to school.
So you're telling me that I'm able to get 8 hours of sleep while doing extracurricular activities, while finishing all my homework and handing my projects in on time?
And you're telling me that going into school later, meaning getting out of school later, gives us time to do work and other extra after-school activities?
Actually, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Studies have shown that brains don't quote-unquote wake up until a certain time. So if schools were to start later, students would be able to take more out of their classes. Come on, you all know that first period class where you're like barely awake and about to fall asleep at any second, struggling to keep your eyes awake.
Yeah, but haven't you ever had that afternoon class where you're just watching the clock, feeling like you're in a jail cell and you just want to leave? Like, I don't want to leave school any later than I have to.
Yeah, but you're going to do that regardless, even if school's starting later. You lazy twit!
I'm lazy. I'm not the one who handed my... you know what? Let's leave that for another time. So how are we going to have time to do our homework?
Yes. Good point. But having school start later is just like daylight savings time.
But what do you mean, daylight savings time? We're not saving time, it's just being shifted later.
Exactly. If everyone's schedule is being shifted, then there's no actual change. Am I right? Yeah, I know I'm right.
But what's the point if there's no change?
Well, students have the choice between sleeping more or getting more work done. It's the power of choice, Brit.
But wouldn't it make us kind of lazy? Like, we get more sleep, we like start the day later. Like, compared to other countries, that's lazy, isn't it?
Actually, on the contrary, countries like Japan and the UK start school around 8:30. It's a slow but gradual change. Besides, in high schools like Bayside and Francis Lewis, the real classes start at second period, whereas the free period is the first period. That first period isn't needed.
My problem with that, though, is punctuality. If we go to school later, we're not going to be used to going to work earlier. A lot of people go into work at like 5, 6, 8... After graduating, work is going to be such a rude awakening.
That's what an alarm is for. You have that, don't you? You get used to waking up at a certain time. That's why some of us wake up at 7 without our moms barging in. Mom.
Yeah, but imagine having to wake up earlier than you do now. Let's say you wake up at 7 o'clock every morning, and now you have to wake up at 6 o'clock every morning. Isn't that hard for you? Do you think you can wake up that early with your current waking up skills, Keith?
Well, you know what? I'll brush that off for now. Regardless, you can't argue with the numbers. 60% of students say that they are tired throughout the day, while 15% say that they fall asleep in class. Wait. 15? 15? That's ridiculous. If you don't think that calls for a change, I don't know what does.
Do you really think students are going to use their extra free time for sleeping? I mean, like, there's so much else to do. Like, you could do extra homework, or you could play video games, like... Who's going to sleep in that time?
You know what? You're right. But objects at rest tend to stay at rest.
Okay, but let's say we have an extra hour in the morning. Do you really think students are going to go to bed at the same time so that they get an extra hour of sleep in the morning? Or do you think they're just going to go to bed later and say, hey, we get the same amount of sleep? Like, what does that accomplish? That's nothing else but extra video game time.
Even if students choose to use that extra hour unproductively, their brains will be more capable of absorbing information.
And why is that, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Well, science, B!
Oh, great. You used my name in a pun. That's really smart.
I know. Thank you. But, like I said before, we're like sponges. We need time to dry, and the more that we dry, the more water that we're able to take in.
So what you're saying is we need more time in the morning to basically wake up and get our brains ready to work.
Yeah, finally, you get it. That's exactly what I've been trying to say. I don't know about you, but the science backs me up.
Ah, science. Gets me every time. I was never good in that class. Maybe because I had it first period.
That explains everything. Any last words?
Well, yeah, I still feel like we should be on an earlier schedule to prepare for work and all of that. But when you're dealing with science, I don't know how to argue against that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You can't argue with science.
That's debatable. That's where the gray area is. And that's where you guys get to decide what you think. Let us know. Who do you think is right?
I am.
Okay, we'll see about that.
I am. I totally am.
Real mature. Well, we'll see you guys next time on
The Gray.
Bye-bye!
And now for our tea proverb of the day. Compassion has no limit. Kindness has no enemy.
And I thought I was the Asian one.